And the other characters of the Christmas story speak of who he was, announced his word. You know from Luke 2 that there were shepherds in the field. The angels came and told the shepherds this great thing had happened. And they said, let us go see this thing, not this baby, but this momentous occasion where the King of creation, the Redeemer, has come back among us, has appeared on earth. So they tell the story, the angels tell the story of this one that was born. They've seen this, they have watched this child being formed in Mary's womb, and they have marveled that this King and Creator that they know would stoop down and become human. They marveled at that, but they spread the word to the shepherds. And the shepherds tell everyone they can see. The other ones we hear about back in Matthew 2 are the wise guys from the East. We say there's three because there's three gifts. We don't know how many they are. But they recognize something great has happened within creation by the star which God has called to rise, which has led them. They recognize this as a monumentous occasion. And they've come and they've worshipped. And they recognize that he is a great king, a great leader, this special person. Whether they recognize him as a savior, we don't know. But they honor him. And they bring him treasure and they bring him respect. And I think they go too and tell others of this Christ child that they've seen. Can you think of the story of Christmas? Think about all the characters that are in it. How God orchestrated all that from the beginning. How what seemed to be used for evil, God worked together for the good. It says that in Romans 8:28, God works all things to the good for those who love him according to his purpose. So not everything is good, but God works it to the good. So what we might seem as evil, as Joseph said, what you saw for evil, God used for good. So as you look at Christmas, think of all the pieces that went into it and recognize who it is. And as you come into the new year, may you reflect back on all that Christ has done and all that he will do. And may you give him the glory.